I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 677, Bulldog Denny. I knew it was coming, but it still hit me when it happened. Grief and death are like that, you know. I got the text from the family in the wee hours of the morning that my dear friend and brother, John Denny, had fought the good fight, finished his race, kept his faith, and now entered into the joy of the Lord. I like to call him Bulldog Denny, because when he put his mind to something, he did it. There was no wishy in his washy. And I think John has something to teach us about loving well and ending well. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others with everything we've got. John was that kind of guy. He loved God and he loved others with everything he had. Sometimes when a person passes, we speak of him or her in terms that almost rival the Almighty. We ignore the stains and stumbles, and we speak as if the person reached perfection. John Denny would tell you, first, that's not the case. He was a person who was in need of a Savior, just like the rest of the common horde. But John did some things very well. Let me mention a few for your consideration and imitation. Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a bit of his story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's Word, ask you a great question, pray with you, and give you a challenge to love people and to love God like John did. What can we celebrate and learn from Bulldog Denny? First, John was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He knew it's the power of God to salvation to all who believe. John wore his Highline hat everywhere. He spoke of Jesus, and he pointed everyone he met to him. Nurses, doctors, therapists, people on the bench at the grocery store, the waitress at the pancake chef, everyone. Second, John used tools as conversation starters. He had his HCC hat, as I've mentioned, but also pictures. He had a black and white picture of himself as an 18-year-old boy holding a huge fish. He would ask people, "What do you see in this picture? What would you tell that boy if you could speak to him?" He also had a picture that he took when he piloted a plane over Mount St. Helens crater. He wanted to hear their story, and then he looked for ways to engage people in the big God story. You know, Jesus did that all the time. He talked about a sower, a guy with two sons, the Good Samaritan, the widow's mite, and so on. John was living like Jesus. Third, John was aware of the brevity of life. James says that our lives are like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. John battled cancer for a few years and was painfully aware, and I mean literally painfully aware, of the limitations of the human body. So he told me he wanted to do what he could for as long as he could to the glory of God. Fourth, John wasn't afraid to tell people the messages that we often leave unsaid and just assume they know it. He would take anybody and everybody to lunch, and he would say, "I love you, I appreciate you, you mean a lot to me," and so on. And I know there are other big lessons we could learn from Bulldog Denny, but those are just a few to get us started. Here's the great question. Of those four, which mean the most to you today? Living unashamed of the gospel? Looking for conversation starters to hear people's story and point them to God's story? Being aware of the brevity of life as you go through life? Or saying messages of love that need to be said while you can say them? Let's pray this prayer from connectusfund.org. Lord, in my grief, help me to remember the times of joy I shared with my departed loved one. Help me to remember those deep conversations, the jokes, the times we laughed and cried together. Help me remember the adventures we shared. But most of all, help me remember that you are my truest friend. You love me so much that you gave your life so my loved one and I can be with you forever. Thank you that weeping lasts for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 678, and in the meantime, I will always be grateful for John. He was the chair of the search team that brought me from Tennessee to Seattle to the church that I've served for almost 27 years. I'm thankful for the memories, and I know I'll see him again, because Scripture reminds me that blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. The last note that John gave me was signed, "I remain in Jesus, John." Yes, you do, John. Thanks be to God. Podcast family, who is your Bulldog Denny that you might want to give thanks for today?